January 24th, 2015 is the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
Yeah.
Watch from Pete Russo. Hey, brother Matt.
Hey, how's it going? Well, hey, that sounds of Pedro.
Right, and I think it's our first show together for 2015.
Indeed, yeah.
2015, yeah. It's Saturday, so we got our
beautiful
tick extender.
It's awesome.
Auxiliary. riding around, dodging the tree pruners. Brother Matt, we start off with John Coltrane, live at Temple University. This Raul gave me this before I left on the last tour in September. It's from November 66. And maybe one of the last gigs John Coltrane did. He's singing. He's beating on his chest while he's singing. He learned this from a monk. Then we heard a song from our guest for today, Brother Matt. Please welcome the Desert Stones. This is Primavera.
Yeah.
You guys, you're from San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Well, what part? Pedro.
City Heights.
Different parts.
Yeah.
But mostly City Heights.
Yeah.
Okay.
City
Heights. Welcome to Pedro, like Brother Matt.
Thank you.
For having
you. We got right here. There's this beach, right? Because we're the harbor. And we got sand from Catalina when they built that breakwater.
So okay.
We could have a beach too, even.
Yeah. Oh.
And we call it Cabrillo.
Oh, yeah.
Because you guys got a beach down there.
Yeah.
Cabrillo.
Yeah.
You heard about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we got Cabrillo. You know, he came here. Juan Cabrillo. It was a Portuguese guy working for Spain. And when was that, Brother Matt? Early 1500s?
Mm-hmm.
He slipped and broke his leg. And it got infected.
Oh, really?
Slipped on rocks and brought in. So he's buried. Maybe Catalina, maybe San Clemente, Channel Islands. Yeah, we don't know where he is. But we got a cat here. He's a very famous Pedro dude, John Olgi, who had Tudva, because Tudva were the people living here.
Yeah.
But he would dress up like this guy and reenact this guy. Bring out the flag and
Daniel
sword.
Gillard on the beach.
Yeah. He was a great cat. You know, he never conked inside.
Right.
Conked on his porch.
Oh,
that's Pedro weather. Yeah, Cabrillo, Pedro. I mean, even Latin guys, I think it's colloquial for if you hear something. Because when I came from Virginia, it's like, what the fuck? Oh, this is the way they do it here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you probably guys have slang where you live too, and you don't like other people telling you how.
Yeah.
Of course. How'd the band start?
It actually started with the drummer and me. He's a friend of my sister's.
Let's get who's on what.
Alright,
so the Desert Stone.
Diego, I'm on the guitar.
Diego on guitar?
Yes.
Herman or Germs, keyboard.
Herman? Germs?
Yeah,
Germs. I saw that on the credits.
Yeah.
Like Guardian shit? You know the Germs, Hollywood band.
Yeah, Germs.
Yeah, from the 70s.
Yeah.
Great band. Blue Circle.
Yeah, I used to listen to him a little bit, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a drummer?
Yeah. Saul.
Saul?
That's my name.
Yeah. And instrument?
I'm Christian on the bass.
Christian bass, Saul, what are you doing?
Drums.
Yeah, I'm a keyboard.
Your keyboard?
Yeah.
Saul bass.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris is bass.
I'm bass.
Yeah, bass.
I'm bass.
So,
he's drums. Drummer boy.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Stick man with the beat.
Yeah.
Okay, so we started you to guitar too.
Yeah, guitar and vocals.
So what started was with the keyboard and the.
Drummer and guitar.
How long ago?
Probably in 2013.
So
it was just
jamming for
it. For the fun of it.
Like what, in the garage at the pad?
His room, actually.
That's
actually where we
weak space.
We're still practicing.
We're still bedroom band.
Still bedroom band.
Really like small room, you know.
We'll probably be in a bedroom band.
It works.
We got good acoustics.
You gotta use what you got.
Yeah.
And how old are you guys now?
I'm 18.
18 as well.
And guys, you're teenagers.
I'm 17.
Yeah. Okay, but everybody's teenager.
Yeah.
He's like,
he's our dad. He's 20. He's like 22, 23.
Yeah,
he's
22. Whatever. Shirley Temple mix. You know what they gave you? Like, what was it?
Roy Rogers.
What was it? It was like
Black cherry stuff and 7-Up.
Is that what it was?
Something like that.
Okay. Fuck that one.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember when you back San Diego, what's that island there?
Coronado?
Yeah. And there was a non-com club there. Mm. My pop took me there because he got one of his last boats was a sub-tender called the Spare. Mm. And yeah, I remember the giant ass periscopes on the deck. Anyway, he took me to his place and got me one of them fucking shirt tip. Okay, so let's go back. So let's play some music and then we're going to go back.
Okay, awesome.
Because I want to take from the beginning. Now we know where the band started. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
recording like an endless story in the afternoon. Wet in the trees, wet in the sidewalks, wet in the roofs of the buildings, deep thoughts.
Show and tell. Well, the smell of a woman, merely suggested by the stink of me, is often sufficient to make me abandon everything. Thank you.
We heard Aptisani 16 Milovoja Mika Markovic Jazz Band. It's from Stanislav in Cleveland. I guess some 70s like Gop Show or something over there in the former Jugo. Remember there was a travel thing? What was it called? There was a little travel agency. I remember going to high school. Jugo Tours or some shit like that. It had Jugo in the name, and it always stuck in my head. Because I didn't... The Y had never caught on.
Yeah, that was it.
Because you guys had that on the Dalmatia America Club, too. It had the J.
Yeah, old school.
Old school. And then Johannesburg, the Ghost of Sabertooth Tiger, Lobby, Chibomato, Corduroy, but Spielgesetz, which melts in Portland. And That's Not an Ice Cream Truck, That's God by Stony Spring. Is that a name for band? Stony Spring?
That song,
too. So I'm going to start a band with either the desert, Stones, or Stony Spring. Okay. Gustavo, your first musical memory that you got in your head still?
Oh man, I guess
did I stomp you?
I guess waking up like in Saturday mornings with my mom like just playing a bunch of like, you know, traditional Mexican music.
Radio or records?
Just radio.
Radio
CDs and waking up and then just like when you hear the loud music, like the loud Mexican music, you know that day you have to clean the house. I was just like, I would just kind of dread it sometimes, like hearing the music, I was like, ah, crap.
So your first musical experience is kind of a hell one.
Yeah, in a way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gabriel, your first music experience. How old were you, Gustavo?
I was a...
You're a boy, right?
Yeah, a little toddler.
You know. Yeah, you talk Saturday morning. Yeah. You want to see cartoons.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch like Looney Tunes or something, you know?
Fuck, time to clean.
For me, I think, since I grew up in Argentina, like coming back from school, we had these neighbors, they would always bump cumbia.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the thing that I also do. That's
cumbia
is
the...
Yeah.
This badass Mingus tune, you know?
It's
got jazz fusion.
Yeah.
But it does say cumbia.
Yeah.
And it's a bad piece of music.
Yeah.
So that's what you remember.
Yeah, that's first memory.
In like a boy?
Yeah, six, seven.
It's pretty much the same thing, honestly, like what Chris was saying.
Your mom's music.
But
jamming out, cleaning up, work.
But it was that old, you know, like Al Green, Marvin Gaye, like,
Cool. Same thing, you were a boy, young.
Yeah.
So all you guys, all your like music things are first.
Yeah.
Dude, I talked to some dudes, they're way late.
Yeah.
Some dudes, remember the drummer for the... Playing the lips. This guy was in his daddy's band at six.
What the
hell? Country band. Doing gigs at 6 years old.
What the hell?
Other dudes didn't pick up. Remember that one dude from OC? He just picked up and joined the gun club.
What's
his name? Wade? That dude came over. You know, one of the guitarists for gun club. It was his first band ever.
Dang.
And like he never even touched the guitar. You know what I'm saying? Jeffrey Lee's peer said, yeah, come on.
And then the Randy Stadillo, the first gig was Louis Armstrong, just to put the whole spectrum.
Randy told us first gig was Louis Armstrong. And what was that? That was in the Dakotas.
Someplace back in
that. Yeah. See, everybody's got a different story. That's why I ask. It's not really a generic thing.
Yeah.
Your first music experience. Sal?
Yeah. Well, like...
You're the bass man, so I'm biased this one.
You're my childhood.
You're the drummer man.
Yeah.
You're the bass man.
This guy right here. Well, I grew up in TJ, you know, during my childhood, and
probably... Is it like 10 miles?
A little bit more.
From City Heights?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a 20...
So what, you're hearing... What?
Like neighbors, music. Banda and all of that.
So what, time to clean?
Not that hard, but it was like time to wake up. You're not going back to sleep.
Wasn't there like a great scene going on in down there in TJ at that time, or like with Nortec and all kinds of different things going on?
I think that was more 90s.
Yeah, but I think right now Nortec just split up.
Nortec did? I know that guy was the big daddy. Also a producer, man.
Yeah, but all kinds of different things.
A lot of projects. Remember, we played Nortec.
Oh, really?
Good shit, yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
I thought it started in the 90s.
Probably.
because we started the show, we were playing in the early 2000s. We've done this show 14 years now.
Wow.
Herman?
Well, my mom was really religious, so yeah. That's what I would just hear, like, this church music.
Church, okay.
But my dad was...
Like hymns?
Yeah, like, pretty much, yeah. But my dad, he was really into, like, doo-wop, but, like, sure. Spanish versions of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's what...
Vocal, kind of, acapella,
yeah, yeah.
So harmonies.
I was getting into pretty, like, much oldies at that time, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know... At the end of the day, I found music's music.
Yeah.
Genre, style.
Yeah.
Just marketing shit. The art of music is notes, rhythms, and stories, and feelings, heart. So, now that's your, you guys, is all your first music experiences. When did you first want to start playing? When did you first get your hand on?
Oh, okay.
Gustavo, you first. You're the guitar man. So, when did you first get on a guitar?
Well, when I first started, my uncle David, he's been playing the guitar for like quite a while now, and I was just kind of like a little fascinated by it.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, just pick it up and I'll teach you. And so yeah, so that's how it started off. I just started playing the guitar.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. Yeah, because you know, no shit horse. Mm,
yeah.
You want to spread it around.
Yeah.
Where Blaine says.
Yes.
Okay, the big time.
Yeah.
I got to play there once. What did you? You're a guitar.
Yeah, guitar.
When did you first get on the guitar?
Actually, my mom's Christian, so we grew up in church, and my family.
Oh, singing.
Yeah, singing. My cousin, he would play guitar, so.
There was a church band.
Yeah,
great.
So he actually started teaching me just because I wanted to learn. Like I always saw him, and I thought it was pretty cool.
So you learned at church.
Yeah, and I actually
acoustic.
Yeah, once he taught me the basics,
yeah.
He actually put me to play with the church. So I actually, my first gigs, I guess
first
you could say, was
church?
Yeah, yeah, church.
Shit, Alice learned to sing in church. I mean,
a lot of guys,
ladies, soul singers, they all came out of church. Even some jazz guy, Elvin Jones, the great drummer.
Yeah.
His daddy, you know, Thad Jones' brother, Hank Jones, trumpet, piano. Their dad was a preacher. A lot of music used to come out of the church.
Yeah.
The bass?
Well, I started off on the guitar, actually.
In the old days, that was always the story. Guitar guys, you couldn't find a gig.
So, what was freshman year of high school? I joined the guitar class because like, I was always interested.
Which is like 10th grade?
No, this is ninth grade, my first year. And so for 2 years, I played. And then the second year, our teacher was like, hey, you want to play the bass for a club? And I was like, sure.
Did you know what the bass was?
I knew what it was. I didn't know how to play it.
I didn't know what it was.
I was awful at it, actually. And then,
I actually played a guitar for the first 3 or 4 years with only 4 strings. I didn't know actually bass. There was no club scene. You couldn't get close.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had bigger fucking strings. I didn't know it was lower. It's cool that you just jumped on. He said, hey, you want to play bass?
And I was like, yeah. And it ended up being the instrument I prefer.
So
I prefer to play now. So, yeah.
It's trippy. It's kind of like a drum.
It is, yeah.
Even though
it's got
strings and notes, frets, the sounds are actually closer to the drum player.
Yeah.
Kick, drum, and tom.
How deep it is.
I like it a lot.
I kind of had like a funny, not funny story, but I have a story behind it.
Yeah.
How it got started for me.
What's your story?
Well, actually, it was because of my sisters.
Yeah.
They wanted to learn how to play guitar.
Okay.
And like, my mom was a teacher, so like there was this teacher assistant that had a music class, you could say, and like my sisters, you know, got the word around, and my sisters joined that class to learn guitar, and probably for like a month they were going into it, and that's when I was like, hey, I want to join the guitar classes as well, and so like one weekend. Like random weekend, you know, like going to the class and the spots were full. So like what they were like
guitars left.
Yeah, so they were like, oh, just go chill with the drummers, you know, at the drum room. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And like the last and then like the last 15 minutes of, you know, their classes, they allowed me to, you know, get on the drum kit. And I was like, when I was playing, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool, like kind of relaxing at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's
So it's by accident.
Yeah,
by accident.
That's
how they get into guitar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Herman? Keys?
Well, I actually got into the keyboard like about a year or two ago, actually, just hearing the band.
Like synthesizer?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to get to, actually. But just hearing from the bands that we listen to.
Yeah.
I just hear the synthesizer in the back, and then I was just like, man, I should just start playing it.
So really?
Might as well learn it. And my friend had a keyboard, so I just pretty much took it from his house.
Too much.
Yeah. I just kept it there forever.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's in the room.
Yeah.
You got a paperweight, well, you got an instrument.
Ballast. It's fucking pad ballasted. Yeah. I know a lot of dudes with maybe an overabundance of bad pals. Bad ballast? No. Pad ballast. You know, ballast. Ballast is it's something you use to keep stuff from floating away.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like a boat will have ballast tanks. Submarine has ballast.
Yeah.
But a skin diver, that's the shit on his belt.
Yeah, okay.
The lead stuff, that's ballast. A balloon has a sack. Yeah,
ballast
type
thing.
Mm-hmm. That's what ballast.
Okay.
So if you have a bunch of shit that you don't use, you know, at least it's, you know, maybe hold it in the carpet to the earth or the carpet to the deck so it don't fly off.
The keyboard from his friend.
Yeah.
Which is there. Make it a good use.
Okay, I saw the Meat Puppets at the LA Press Club downtown, and there was some old drum set in the back there, and it got liberated. Derek pops from the fucking drum set. You know, watching this band, I've never seen them before. It's one of their first gigs. They're a Phoenix band, right?
Okay.
So, and then I see, you know, they get done playing, I go over to tell them that I really dug the gig, and I see the dude hoisting the drums out the window. And like, I didn't ask. He's kind of wondering, you know. This kind of loadout technique. It's kind of interesting. You know, incognito.
He's like, can you shut the door open?
It was all like dusty too, like this motherfuckers weren't used. When I did that session with Georgie, I thought I was having flashbacks. He's hitting the cymbals and shit, and he hadn't played them in so long, the dust was like flying in the air. I thought I was seeing flashbacks.
Yeah.
This has been the first hour of January 24, 2015 edition of Wild Fever Show. Our guest, Brother Matt, Desert Stones from San Diego Ways. Hold tight for hour two. January 24, 2015, it's the second hour of the Walk from Pedro Show.
Now I see. millions amassing monies are more mired under mess. Murmuring of missing more massive memories or mercurial moments meandering in mindlessness, meaning mainly miscalculations miserably measured. Therein lie lines unraveling in handfuls of laughter, doleful eyes to wither endlessly, seeking a lurid wrist, sweating brows pop vainly for faulting fist to flower of lather. Drooling kings they, dusting thin in caverns of creeping swift, from thickened grounds rumbles scholastic hearts of toil, liquid muds to crack then shine ballistically, growling in spatters of disseminated stench and boils, a dire fame can be avoided by plaguing the ally. Whose sable light infused glows through our clothes, toothed for love in every game we are their soothed prey, pirouetting in purely acute and trouncing turns, as veritably scrolling ministrations shall evolve today. Taste the blunderbuss, wish whining belies one's egress, sucker punched in the womb, not a chance is ever had, or wonder at will while the world whirls by, wild from the west, barely able to handle burly boldness, cold, bad, or sad. For your autonomic monkey muzzle wrinkles up puzzled, barely discern bombastic blandness, no matter how cheap. The news you schmooze to imbue moldens from the household, bought and paid for with conscience-free goods off the street, brown bagging bogged minds with the tireless salve from bereft souls, besmirches the earth in wrath or in mirth like having one's worth. Cut short our one dirt with no thirst in favor of an ecliptic red dust ball, flowing with no air and frozen uncaring beyond but for moneyed smirks. So we'll orbit our imaginations with wild bankruptcy and hunger, enriching the last 11 as 7 billion wither and capsize, drowning or lost in the cyclonic disease. No rescue by plunger. Perchance the luckiest shall bob on the flotsam, shat by the wise. Caring algae, sharing bicycles, aeroponics, Tesla cars. Education giving, amnesty for nonviolence, music and art, a kind word. Gardening, tesseracts, free water for all, wind turbines and cold fusion can be salvation's feed bag.
Thus there came to the days of the resistance, without knowing anything except style. It was a style all of light, a memorable consciousness of sun. It could never fade, even for an instant.
Yeah.
hour off with Desert Stones, our guest today, with once again one of their favorite songs. They played it. They played it twice. They closed the show. And if people want them back more, that's the one they get to play. Chris Kroger with One Dirt after that. Poetry from Austin. Toby Dammit with Johnny Coppers on Parade. Toby Dammit, a drummer man. Plays everything on Larry Mullins, actually, Knoxville, Tennessee cat. Might be interested. We love the Druids by Outer Inga Lepers. That's out of the heel part of Italy. Bari? Lecce? Greca Rivella? Squarci Mountain? Oh, yeah, that's a. Jazz Corps. I've played with some bands out there. And Barbez doing Echara Ratzon, which is like klezmer, like Jewish music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was a small population in Roma of Jewish guys making Jewish music from the old days, and that's what this cat and his band have been doing. Rock playing music he played for years. It's trippy. It's a mix of influence. Then we had Beat, 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 G.G. Allen and the Jabbers. He's New Hampshire. Yeah, you bring your own mic, you go on out after G.G. You don't have to worry because he's got another shift now. You know, they partied with him for like a week. You ever seen that?
Yeah, they put like a bean bottle in his hands close in his mouth.
Yeah. I mean, he's like dead for a week, his brother.
Kept him off the radar.
People have different reasons. Sperm Bank Baby by Black Randy and the Metro Squad. That's a band from the old days. I remember one time there, it was with the Dills, and they had the X and Germs album came out, so they had little X and little blue circles and dogs fucking on the. Yeah. And then finally, Stale Jets with Sustenance Jar. I think they're out of Long Beach. Strong Beach. Now, I want to get back to your journey through music with you guys. And Brother Matt's got a spin side. And that'll be a real time.
All right.
I think your uncle's going to get a fucking... going to get some play?
Yeah, we'll get him in there.
Which one? Is he on starboard or port?
On starboard.
Which side is he commanding on this cover?
I'm not too sure. Oh, yeah.
Starboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Respect. So y'all guys get on your instruments. The way we started the show off, kind of getting how the band got together. Drummy, guitar. Then how'd the other cats come in? How'd you come in, Gustavo?
Gustavo actually came in because we go to the same school.
Yeah.
So we started
high school, right?
Yeah, high school.
What school?
Hoover High School.
Okay.
Yeah, we started off jamming, and then I always knew that Gustavo played guitar, and he's a close friend of mine. So I was like, why don't we just join it together and just do a jam session? And it just happened. And after a while, we kind of stopped, but then we got back on it like a few months after, and we actually when we started playing, we actually considered like, why don't we just make a band out of this? You know, we sound like.
Have you got any vision bands before this? You were in a band?
Yeah. I didn't like
it. I'm not saying it was good.
I almost said about it. The vibes are bad.
Yeah, you know, that happens. Yeah. It happens, but it's still a band.
Yeah.
You still had the experience.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, because you guys are pretty young, so I'm wondering maybe this is kind of early band for you guys.
Yeah.
You know those first jam sessions? It was just jamming, right?
Yeah.
Nobody brought in songs.
No.
Yeah, it was actually...
Were you trying to copy off records? That's what we used to do when we were young.
Yeah.
No one brought tunes in.
We actually...
just copy records.
Yeah.
We started off with just jamming, but we would cover Arctic Monkeys, too. Like, those were, like... That was a band that we actually liked. Arctic Monkeys, yeah.
Arctic Monkeys?
Yeah.
And then,
like,
The Strokes.
Strokes.
New York City band.
Yeah.
So maybe then you would like Velvet Underground.
Yeah.
Great songs.
Yeah.
So, Lost Brother Lou last year.
Yeah.
And then after a while, Christian came in.
Yeah. And now, he ain't from the same school.
He was in my chemistry class. And
so, the school is the connect.
Yeah, that's basically.
We all went to Blueberry.
And the other thing that kind of got us more into it, that we started learning more, was that we're all part of a jazz band. It's a class.
It's a class.
Yeah, it's a class. Yeah. And we play the instruments, obviously, that we play in.
That's great. You know how up here, a lot of the schools don't have music programs.
Oh, really?
Nope.
That's some fucking hell.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
That's why Flea started that, Silver Lake Conservatory.
The conservatory, yeah.
Because he went back to Fairfax, you know, where he was playing trumpet, and there was no program.
Yeah.
And he was like, what the fuck? Let's play some more music. Okay, Brother Matt, you ready with Spin Cycle?
In honor
of our guests here?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you bring it?
Okay, I think it's Petra's birthday.
Jesus, it is.
Happy birthday. Cool.
Happy birthday.
Hey,
happy
birthday. Birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
What's the tea, Mom? What's for tea, darling?
Let me know your motivation, your inspiration, impetus. What went into your spin cycle?
Well, started off with Little Petra because it's for her birthday.
Happy D-Day.
Yeah, so wanted to get that. That started things off. And then, where do we go from there? Got a little Nortec was in there.
Yeah.
And we're going to give the props to... Gothic Summer Prayers was up next. Didn't quite get to it.
Christ. So okay,
missed it by that much. Sorry about that.
No, that should happen. Don't worry about that. No wine before it's time. Yeah. Tell Uncle Tio. Yeah. Do they say Tio like dude? Like, do they say Che to you?
Yeah. People that they find out from
Mexico, Tio, hey, right? Or Spain Tio. Because they call dudes uncle, right?
Yeah.
For like dudes.
Yeah.
It's Spain, right?
Yeah.
And you know, there's different shit. Like when I'm, like the tortillas are big potato cakes.
Oh,
yeah. Ham and eggs and shit. The chorizo is like pepperoni. They ain't got no pinche. They got no chingas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... No chili, no picante taste.
Yeah.
It's a trip. When I first went over
there,
because we don't know. We're here and our neighbors, you know. Yeah. And so, of course, everybody's the same. You know? Why? Learn. So it's kind of cool. Kind of cool. And I've gotten the Latin from both hemispheres. I've been in the archives.
And what?
And in Seville.
Okay.
When those guys, for 100 years, all the gold went there.
Yeah.
And now all their fucking diaries and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Pretty trippy pad. Okay, getting back to the band here. When was your first gig?
My first gig was at the Battle of Bands.
Yeah.
Where was that at?
It was at our high school.
At the school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
a
so it was like competition. The first gig was competition.
That was in May.
That was in May 2014.
2014.
Not even a year.
So it wasn't even a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys never played in front of anybody?
No.
Before this?
No.
I have.
Just
the
Desert Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Desert Stones.
First time.
Who gave the band?
We were just kind of like
brainstorming.
Did you hear about some cats in Canada?
Oh, yeah. No, Desert Sons.
Desert Sons.
We were actually talking about
that. I don't know what they sound like. They look like four or five.
They sound like
hard rock.
But what?
Limp Bizkit?
Like kind of like motocross kind of music.
Like the name is singular, right? Like the Desert Stone?
Yeah.
Or Stones.
I'm not sure.
They got
there's three bands. There's the Desert Stones in Canada. There's Desert Stone. And then there's Desert Stones, which is us.
Where's Desert Stone?
I don't know. I just saw it on Facebook once.
It's funny because we thought we were unique with the name. And then, like...
Well, that's what everybody...
Yeah. So what we did was, you know, search up
Rolling
on Facebook.
Rolling Stones? No, Desert Stones.
No. We started searching in Google for, band's name like
that. Because you came up with all these, different band names. Or, all right, let's look it up, see if anybody's ever used it. And,
This yeah, copy
that just happens yeah. free, and then like after
that's why you see bands like
yeah
they have US or UK in their name
yeah.
And a Red Cross had just spell it with two D's shit.
Band name generator.
Dude, there's a Mike Watt who does cartoons in Australia.
What?
Small band name.
Have him over.
But you guys came up with a name and you were trying to be unique.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Fail.
You know, roll the dice.
Yeah.
You get the tunes together. You guys, how long did it take to get these tunes up first? How long did you have to play?
So first, let's say...
Is it one tune? Or did you do a set? For the talent show.
Okay.
It was 25 minutes.
Yeah, we did a set, but to be honest, we didn't have songs before the gig. We actually...
You had to put them together.
Yeah, the gig was in May.
Yeah.
We actually started the band in late February, March.
Yeah.
So we had 2 months to actually
up with 25 minutes of stuff.
Yeah.
And were they all original, no covers?
Yeah.
One cover.
Empty
Out of DeVita?
It's
Tarkus.
Empty Bones by the Growlers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Growlers.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect for the Growlers.
Yeah.
Now with that. End of the second hour, 2015, January 24th edition of Waffle People Show. And our guests, Brother Matt, Desert Stone, San Diego. Hold tight for hour three.
Yeah.
January 24th, 2015, third hour of the Waffle Pedro Show.
The moon bears down upon our souls. from the street and all human like zone. I'd had it. I was mushed to the bones. I covered the windows. I was taking no call. Then I thought for a month inside the alien wall. Now I know they don't tell you so. Now I know they don't tell you so. Now I know they don't tell you so. But I can recall it all. I was at a loss. What can I do now? Well, I called up a girl I knew for so many years. I'd seen her in shock, I'd seen the last of her tears. I admired her style, from her toes to her brain. She accepted my plan, and so she caught the next train. Now I know, they don't tell you so. Now I know, they don't tell you so. Now I know, whoa, I can recall it all. I remember. Welcome home. We would secretly smile inside our surgical mask, but we were serious too. We accomplished our task. Her schedule was followed. A daughter was born, and so her mother departed. I was left with her form. Now I know. They don't tell you so. Now I know. They don't tell you so. Now I know. They don't tell you so. But I can recall it all. This is where it counts. Her education's begun. I'm intent on success. Her breathtaking beauty, it brings out my best. I want her true love, she won't know another. Life is renewed, my little girl is my lover. Now I know, they don't tell you so. Now I know, they don't tell you so. Now I know, whoa, I can recall it all.
Took the curve. blanket his room to himself, but he may eat it out that his mind's still intact. But on the drive home, he's saying to himself, thank you.
For Pedro Show, we started the third hour with our final Desert Stone track of the show, Take Me Home. And these cats, they don't know about John Denver, brother.
Yeah, they got lucked out.
So we were running them a little bit, yeah, but not too much, because, you know, they've got a certain kind of healthiness about them. You know, want to tame them. Then we heard Pale Angels with I'm Nobody. Those are some cats from Wales and New Jersey getting together. Name the band. With the plan, in the band is some Brazil cats that moved here. SoCal. You know about dudes who do that?
Like move from Brazil to SoCal?
Or just any town. We're going to move to another town and start a career.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And,
crazy.
But, you know, it doesn't have to be. These guys was Brazil. It could be like Bloomington, Indiana, right? In fact, the Lazy Cowgirls were like that. We're going to come out to so Bob Lee.
Yeah.
Bob Lee from Lambertville, this tiny town in New Jersey. Yeah. This dude comes out with his drums in the station wagon and recycler looking for ads. Has no connects.
Yeah.
Matoka Honda.
Oh, yeah. Her story is incredible. She's from Sendai, right? Japan. And she goes, I want to learn English, the middle.
Yeah,
so she looks at the map of the U.S. and she finds the middle.
Yeah.
And there was a college there. It's in western Kansas.
Oh.
This tiny little college. Just balls out and just, that's somebody, that's an example of somebody who was made to do the lessons young and hated it.
Yeah.
But then learned to love the instrument again because of avant-garde.
Yeah.
The mentored Leo Watt-Smith at CalArts. An amazing story.
Yeah.
Because I've seen this happen. People just have it beat out of them. They don't ever want to play because there's this horrible experience young.
Yeah.
The plan, well, yeah, now because this they called their song The Plan. Anyway, these cats are here in SoCal and they're.
Yeah.
I know some Italian dudes who just did that to London. These Roma guys. Yeah, we're going to go to London. We're going to, you know.
Yeah.
Do it. You guys got plans for moving to Hollywood?
No, not Hollywood. But,
anyway, Richard Hell and the Voidoids, they had a song called The Plan.
Yeah.
And Richard Hell was a bass player.
Yeah.
You know, and had his own band. He was my first punk rock hero.
Yeah.
So when I saw their plan, things started connected in my mind.
Oh, see.
Then we heard Parpacito by Tierra Blanca. But these dudes are North Carolina dudes.
Oh, what the
heck? Well, <Wells. No.
laughs> That's tight.
But you know, if you're in Carolina, it's probably, hey, you know,
Parpacito,
you know. It's trippy.
More exotic.
It was called the Royal American, this club. It was hilarious. Run by a guy from Boston.
So
U.S. is about just, you know, going for it. And then Harpia from Nohe Bando Banda Trio. And then Wednesday morning, Chicano Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Got to play with them here in Pedro.
Oh, really?
That's
Chicano Batman's like one of my favorites, too.
Cool.
Yeah, Oregon now, they're throwing more of the jams. Basie lost, some dude kiped his bass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's left it in the car.
Yeah.
The windows.
Yeah.
Oh. That's unfortunate. Do not steal, very expensive.
That's a death penalty right there.
Yeah, really bad. But that band, we got to play with them at Harold's here.
Oh, really?
And, in fact, we tried to get them at the, when I came back from tour and did my opera here at the Warner Annex, but baby time, one of them, Little Nino's
come. Oh, okay. Mm.
You hold off. They're not doing gigs for you.
Okay.
That's a badass band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bam. Oh,
cool. Go ahead.
I was going to say that you got a delayed Christmas present. I remember Joe and Boot Cornwall sent a package with some goodies in it, and the postman kicked its ass, and it arrived like a mushy. I got a thing. I had to go down to pick it up, and it. I got this thing. It stunk like alcohol. It was like rum soaked package. smell it. It was all mushy, and so a bunch of the stuff got messed up. But some of the stuff got salvaged. And you got that little bottle over there, and I think there might
be
a card. Yeah. So just wanted to make sure you got the delivery since I hadn't seen you since back then.
From Boot.
Boot, yeah.
Yeah, I saw her in Exeter. She's from Cornwall.
Yeah, her son
Cornwall is a part of England way in the west, in the south. Back. Where Robert Newton. It's where Pirate Talk comes from. If you see a movie before Robert Newton, you told people about this. You know. Robert, bring me another cabin boy. This one's tar.
Yeah.
He used his accent he grew up with, and it became the Pirate Talk.
Oh,
and it's Cornwall.
Oh, shit.
And this lady from there. Interesting place. Mm-hmm. Plans for the band. You guys recorded these three songs.
Yeah.
And actually, this was because you won the talent show.
Yeah. They gave
us. You got recording time at a studio.
Yeah, four hours.
Where was it?
It was by Santee.
Yeah.
It's like. Name of the studio?
It was a DeFabio studio.
DeFabio.
And was it the first time you guys were in a studio?
Yeah. We were like.
Was it a trip?
Yeah.
It was a. It was a trip because if you saw the outside,
it was like a furniture store.
Yeah, like a furniture store.
No sign, no nothing. It was just.
The Beasties, that pad in Atwater was above a plumber.
Oh, yeah.
They had a basketball hoop in. But you would have never guessed.
Basically.
Okay. And did you get any of you get red light fever? We got a thing called red light fever. You know what that is?
No.
When the recording light comes on.
Oh, okay.
All that prac, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm nervous.
The final test.
I did it. Because you know it's going to be there forever.
Yeah.
The thing that actually it was different is the process. Mm-hmm. He told us that we had to do the instrumental and then voice.
Yeah.
And since it was a first time playing, one of our first times. For me, it was hard to kind of
play without singing.
Yeah, because the singing is kind of like
where did we hold a place?
Yeah, you know,
have to start
the
counting these
structure.
Parts.
So some of it came out like
some more music. I know that dilemma.
Yeah.
That's a huge hell.
they laid their hands upon my head, they stroked my cheek and brow, and time could heal a hurt, they said, and time could dim a vow. And they were pitiful and mild, who whispered to me then, the heart that breaks an April child will mend in May again. The heart that breaks an April child will mend in May again. Heart they knew, so old they were and wise, and little did they have to do to come to me with lies. Who flings me silly talk of May shall meet a bitter soul, for June was nearly spent away before my heart was whole. Fortune was nearly spent away before my heart was whole. Fortune was nearly spent away before my heart was whole. Fortune was nearly spent away before my heart was whole. Fortune was nearly spent away before my heart was whole. Fortune was nearly spent away before my heart was whole. Fortune was
we'll be right back.
Fat Adolescent by Seb Neurotix. That's out of Lyon, France. Dipper Shit. I can't remember where they're from. But Chill the Drill. Shadow Trap in the Natural Ways. Penumbra. Ava Mendoza. This lady fucking kicks ass on a guitar, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You stay.
Ava Mendoza.
Ava Mendoza, okay, man. Right, okay. Fucking Nils Klein. Yeah. You're into that cat. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so tears it up. And Devin. Devin Hoff, who's in town.
Oh, cool.
By the way, we should probably fucking have him on.
Yeah.
The month of February, he's here. Orchestra Eyes, Nash and It's Planets, Them. It's Planets, Them. Well, they're from Port. These guys are Filipinos. Bambo Pluto Ova. Bad band. Yeah. There's dudes all over making fucking happy music. I mean, I get stuff from all over. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And The False Friends, Miriam Gendron. I think that's Montreal. And finally, The Bang with another notches belt. I think that's San Jose. Mm. So Cali. You know San Jose's number 10 town.
Wow.
That?
Well, my friend Kent just got a scholarship. Ken Potter going to be up there for being quarterback for San Jose State.
Is that right? Okay,
yeah. Pedro boy.
You guys, you got plans to record?
Yeah.
And that was an opportunity because you won the contest, right? You guys want to make an album, right?
Yeah. We're trying to make a EP, I guess you could say.
EP first?
Yeah, yeah, like home recording.
So like four songs, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, home record now. Even big boys do that.
Yeah.
Because you can get the gear in your pad and sit down them.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have to go to Fabio.
Yeah.
Whatever. Maybe you do. You know, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more opportunities now. I'm glad you guys are seasoned on it. Already you've had band less than a year.
Yeah.
You know? And what about gigs?
We have
Do you have problems with the age? Because there's a lot of 21 shit. Which are fucked laws, right? No, you can go to a baseball game.
Yeah.
And they're drinking beers.
Yeah, that's true.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Because there's music's going. They got their stupid music.
Yeah.
Right, right, you know.
Yeah.
But, right? Okay, the kids can't get the beers.
Yeah.
Well, why can't it be that way in the fucking pads?
Yeah.
So I think the discrimination laws. Yeah. If there's a food thing, sometimes they can do an 18. It depends on the state.
Yeah.
California.
Yeah.
It's even on the county.
California's pretty strict.
Yeah, right. ABC. Yeah.
And the other thing is that, like, yeah, they let us play, but we have to leave. And
you can only be on the stage.
Yeah, and then get out. But there's sometimes a band that we want to see, and not even for that. They won't let us.
Yeah.
Go. Well, they'll lose their license.
Yeah, that's true.
Licenses are like Ching Kwan Do.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, to be a young band, because in our day, there was no chance. There was no clubs.
Yeah.
You didn't worry about it.
Yeah.
We saw gigs at arenas and auditoriums. Yeah. There was no club scene in the 70s. There was a small thing in Hollywood, but we didn't fucking know about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that guy, Nicky D.
Okay.
There's a place where people write their own songs.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound so fucking stupid?
Yeah, it's like Wonderland.
But that's how bad the culture was in those days.
Yeah.
And, I never looked back. Bands like you guys. Because a lot of things come in cycles and you have to relearn. But it seems like it's still charging hard. You guys. Yeah.
Which.
So, songwriting process. Does one guy bring in the ideas and the other dudes jump on it?
It's just a jam.
It's a scramble. Normally, we'll just jam and then, whatever we like. We'll record our jams and then whatever we like.
Find the good parts?
Yeah.
What about with the words? Who's...
He should start singing, I don't know. Whatever comes out.
Yeah, I just freestyle it and then if I really want to get serious with it, I will, come up with some,
some rhymes.
Yeah. And, recently, Salu actually wrote some lyrics for one of our new songs that we're making.
All contribute.
So
it's a collaboration.
Yeah.
Some bands, they get the one Meister.
Yeah.
I mean,
because it wasn't his band, it was Roger Daltrey's band.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm coming up. John Fogerty did with Creedence. That was his brother Tom's band.
Oh, really?
He ended up writing all the songs.
It's like the guy in Mac DeMarco.
Same thing. Yeah, some bands are like that one guy.
Yeah.
But then other bands are collaboration.
Yeah.
So that's why I was curious.
Yeah.
So you're going to go to the studio, you're going to try to play gigs where you can.
Yeah.
Is there an all ages pad?
There's actually, yeah, there's one called Queen Bees.
Yeah, Queen Bees.
Are always pre-ticket sales.
Yeah.
So you have to.
You have to pull yourself out and then, you know, play the show.
It's kind of pay to play.
Yeah, it's open venue. Yeah. They do different stuff. Like, sure. Not just gigs, it's like wedding events. Oh, yeah, it's basically.
So you kind of rent it out.
Yeah.
Man, I wish you guys all the luck.
Oh, thank you.
Big honor.
Thank you.
And Brother Matt to have you aboard. Be part of your music thing so early in your life, man.
I'm
40 years older than you guys.
Yeah.
And I see the same fire.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm not a dinosaur.
You guys know what it is.
Thank you big time.
Thank you for having
me. And I want you, when you guys make your album, to come on the show again.
Oh, hell yeah.
And do a song for us live on the air.
Definitely.
When you get your album.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, Brother Matt, it's a January 24th, 2015 edition of Wat for Pedro show. Thank you so much for your always essential aid in advance.
Certainly.
Welcome 2015.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Mueller Hospital.
Oh, perfect. Very cool.
I ain't been in there, and I got to see what's
in there. For the first time to see a Sunken City history presentation. It was awesome. Damn. The whole history of Sunken City. It was really bitching.
Well, yeah.
Trippy.
I tried to go the last 2 weekends. Uh-huh. That's when I had a sign that said, closed due to death.
Oh, bunk.
So hopefully they're open.
How that goes.
It's only open 1 to 4 on Sundays.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're at the end of the show. Thanks for coming aboard. You have a safe drive back to San Diego.
Yeah. Thank you.
Woo! Thank you.
Bye.